Back here on Buff Talk on 99.9 The Rock, we continue our boys basketball talk with head coach Luke Swedberg, talking through the team's two-game winning streak. Want to dive into a little bit about tomorrow night's game against Liberal. It's another home game, and these last three home games have been crazy. They've been decided by 4 points. Can you sum up how it's been in your eyes?
Yeah, it's quite an up-and-down journey, to be honest. You know, where you're coming in and you got to deal with, you know, situations that go down to the wire. And can you execute in those situations? And every single one of those games has been kind of a little bit of a different storyline. and it's been really cool to watch our guys mature in those moments. It hasn't been perfect by any measure in any of those games. But man, those are the funnest ones to be in.
I'm sure the funnest ones to celebrate too.
Hell yeah, that is true. So there has been one sour ending so far at home, but you know what? I think there was a lot to learn from that one as well. So you gotta take that.
I do want to talk a little bit about maturity because you were talking about it a little bit in the first half of this interview. But these are a lot of guys who have not played at the varsity level before. To then play three straight home games in this close of atmospheres. How have you noticed them handle it?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is almost a point in your year where you almost have a defining moment, but I feel like there's been multiple of them that have helped propel us forward. And I think all three of these last home games have been some of those moments. And to watch us, you know, not get too high or too low when we get to a point where we're playing down the stretch and maybe we turn it over, but then we come back and maybe we get a tip on the next pass. We go grab a tough defensive board. And for us to just be able to rebound and get to the next play instead of, oh, shoot, I made a mistake. Let me sulk in that for a second. Well, then by then, something bad has compounded the other way. And so those are some moments of maturity that I've seen us get better at throughout the year. It's just the ability to bounce back when it doesn't quite go the way that we pictured it.
You had kind of mentioned to me post-game on Friday you liked the way your team executed down the stretch. What stood out to you?
Well, I think every time there was a timeout and we drew something up, we got what we wanted. So we did a great job paying attention, and it's all stuff we've done in practice before, but we need reminders of it. So it helps to see it in front of you. And, you know, we kind of got the basketball to points where we wanted it. And you know what? It also came with turning it over a few times in there. But we also came back, and, man, Thomas had a huge block at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. And we dug out a few tough rebounds there at the end with guys around us. And so just staying in the moment is probably what I'm most proud of. So I would say, yeah, our execution of kind of after timeouts, coming out, being ready – but then our ability to just stay with it wherever it was at, regardless of, hey, what had just previously happened.
After the way that the Hayes game went, your last home game, how much better did this one feel against Life Prep?
You know, it always feels good to walk away with a win regardless of, you know, who your opponent is. But, you know, just to see, like, the look on the guy's face of, man, we attacked it, and this is exactly what we wanted. Everybody was jacked up. They were excited. And they want that feeling more and more. So you could see it. We had a great energy about us in practice today. We came back. We had a great film session here today right after school. And so when you see those little things start to happen, they hopefully just continue to build on each other as you move towards the end of the season here.
Now, you talk about these film sessions, and you did kind of alluded to this a little bit. Late-game turnovers have been a bit of a problem with this team. Can you take me through what you're seeing on these giveaways?
Yeah, I feel like we're trying to maybe get a little bit more complex than we need to. And, you know, we talk about the simple play, how we, throughout the course of the game, have been seeing that happen of, wow, the simple play works for us. And towards the end of the game, sometimes you do things maybe that are a little bit out of character because maybe the pressure is just dialed up just a little bit more. And so we have to continually remind ourselves, like, hey, the simple play. Can we see the simple play? Do you see the simple play? What do you think it is in this scenario? And so that's really what I've been seeing, you know, throughout our late game situations.
Do you feel like when you watch these mistakes back on film with the guys, they immediately see, like, yeah, that was what I should have done?
Well, yeah, I believe that our guys are able to take it and run with it and be like, oh, no, I should have done, you know, X, Y, or Z. And, you know, our guys are smart. They really do care, and they want to make the best play available. And you know what? Sometimes best play is available and we just miss it. And we have to fight through those mistakes and hopefully just continually get a little bit better with them as we go.
Let me ask a little bit about this. Let's say something goes wrong in a certain game. You struggle in the glass one night, or a couple shots that should have been hit don't fall. How good is this team at responding to those mistakes the next practice or the next game?
No, I think we've seen that kind of just throughout the year. I mean, this last week has been really good. We had a tough game at Dodge where you see something you don't see every night. And then we come back on Thursday and we start the game off 22-4. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a great response in and of itself saying, hey, I'm ready to go. We can turn it back on here. And then after that, in the next three quarters, maybe we don't play up to our standard. And then the next night against the most athletic team we've played this year, we come out and we attack them. We're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready to shoot that shot in the corner. We're ready to find our teammates. And then to be able to stick it out in the end like that, where it felt like we were attacking the situation instead of allowing the situation to attack us.
For sure.
Yeah. So that's always fun to see when you kind of make that progress and your ability to continue to respond to whatever happened.
So it's rewarding for you when these guys take the bull by the horns, per se.
Oh, absolutely.
Got it.
Absolutely.
I want to ask you a little bit about the guys we're about to have on. Let me start with Raul. Yeah. 8 assists last time out, set a new career high. Mm-hmm. What did you like from him against Life Prep?
You know, Raul is an extremely coachable individual. He is extremely responsible. He wants the best for the team, and he celebrates his teammates when they're doing great. So he really loses himself in the team. He's always the first one to 0 hour in the morning for weight training. He's almost always the first one out to practice before it begins. You can't help but always root for somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been so to me for the fact that at the beginning of the year, nobody knew what his role was going to end up being. But he's come in. He's worked hard every day. You never have to ask him to work hard. He plays to his strengths. Really doesn't try and go outside of what he knows he can do, especially when it comes to, like, just gameplay. When it comes to practice, like, man, he'll push himself to the limit.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he continues to see his abilities expand even beyond right now.
Let me ask you to elaborate on that for a second, because you said you didn't really know what his role was going to be before the season. Mm-hmm. When in the season did you learn, yes, this is someone I want in my starting lineup?
Oh, I think probably around that Christmas time, you start to learn, you know, what you have a little bit more of and, you know, what guys are capable of. But I think I really saw a change in him, like the first time we had live play against other people. You know, like he came in against Lakin and he made a great pass to the post. He made a great fake a pass, go finish around guys who are a lot bigger than he is. And so I think that was the first time where I saw, like, hey, like, Raul could be really good for us this year. And you know what? He's turned out to be, I mean, If you try to put somebody in a box, he's probably turned out to be more than that box ever could be. And so I'm hoping for him that he continues to just wonder what he can be and how good he can be. And that's kind of what I want for this entire team, because we've had that talk ever since the beginning of the year, is you can either worry about something or you can wonder about it. You can worry about how good you're going to be, or you can wonder. But if you have more so of that, man, I wonder how good I can be at this, it probably turns out a lot better than if you're always constantly worrying about it.
That's fair. No, that's a good way to say it. How important is it to you to have two guards like Raul and Mila that can get you 12 to 16 assists a night?
Yeah, it's awesome to be able to put the ball in either guy's hands and you're like, hey, I'm comfortable with the decision that he's going to make. And you can't really put a price on that, because, hey, when it comes time to really handle the basketball and we got some heavy coming, well, you could double one and we can throw it to the other, and hey, we're good. We're good with that guy handling the basketball. And so I know not every team has that, so we don't take it for granted at all.
And we've talked about Thomas in the past. You've described him as somebody who does everything that you ask out of him. Where do you see that in games?
You know, Thomas is in the right spot at the right time, usually all the time. as I watch the film, and, you know, regardless of if he's getting any touches down there or not, he'll be in the right spot when he needs to. It's always an adjustment period when somebody new comes in and asks you to do things a certain way, but, man, he's one that's been bought in from the beginning, and he has really taken the bull by the horns and just, man, I'm going to work my tail off, and I'm going to do the things that I know that I do well. And, you know, I think he showed it kind of at the end of that game on Friday night, whereas, man, I went and got a big block. Mm-hmm. Pulled down a huge rebound there. I went and attacked instead of, again, allowing the situation to attack him. So, again, really proud of these two guys. They've shown a lot of growth and maturity throughout this year, and they've just continued to stay the course.
We'll get to them in a moment. Coach, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate you.
We're back on Buff Talk. We'll have Buffalo's student athletes, Raul Munoz and Thomas Longa, here live from Old Chicago.